in Parshas Matos, Ramosha Zecher Tzadik Livracha points out that it says by the kashering of the kelim the words Zois Chukas HaTaira, and he says there that it's a limud that to teach us that even if you are nichshel in averis, there's always a takana to do tshuva, to be kasher yourself, to do tshuva and remove those chatayim, and then you could be clean as if you never sinned whatsoever. So this chayk of kashering kalim is a chayk of the entire Torah, that a person should not despair when he falls into a chayt, but rather do tshuva, and he'll get out of it. Now, there's certain kashering where there's a belia of issa that came through hot water, where you do the hagala and remove it by hot water. Sometimes it came through fire and you need libun to get rid of it, to remove it by libun. And from all of this, you see also, Rav Moshe says, is that the tshuva also is that way. The larger the tshuva, if you did it with a tremendous amount of taiva, as a fire, so the tshuva needs to be a similar, equal tshuva with a fire towards Avodas Hashem. And if it's a smaller taiva, then it requires less of a tshuva. That's called tshuva samishkal, to do the tshuva commensurate according to the chet. And he doesn't say this over here, but the Kli Cheres, by the way, the Kli Cheres where it says you don't have a takana, but there is a takana. The Shaviras and you're breaking it, meaning the Anava and the Shiflus and the broken heart, that is, and then you reconstruct it again, and that is the tikkun of that. So that's Ramosha on Zayis Chukas HaTaira. Another beautiful vart I heard, that it says, Lo Yachel Devarai. That if you make a neder, lo yachel devaray, and you could say that yachel is a lashon of chulin. So lo yachel devaray means don't make your words into chulin. Don't switch your words and make it mundane. Which means like this, that even your words of your daily activity as a yid needs to be full of kedusha. And it is indeed full of kedusha if you do it l'shem shemayim. So, for example, when you're speaking Torah and Yerushalayim, that's Kodesh Kadoshim that's coming out of your mouth. But even when you're speaking about mundane matters, but you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, whether it's L'Tzarech the business, or L'Tzarech Shalom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, and you're not talking in Torah now, but there's a Tzarech to talk about these things, then there is a Kedusha there too. It's Kodesh. And Lo Yachal Devari means that even those words that are said daily, needs to be done with a holiness, and lo yachal, don't make it chulin. And it's a tremendous responsibility, but it's also a gift to us to realize that we have that special, special matana, that special gift of the power of speech, to use it for kedusha purposes, that even our mundane is kedusha. You know, you see this by Talmidei Chachamim, it says, v'aleihu la'yibol, and we learn that from there, that even the sichas Talmidei Chachamim need limud, which means that the simple words, even not the Torah words, but simple, regular sichas chulin words, quote-unquote, sichas chulin, of tzadikim, you need to learn things from out. It has intrinsic kedusha. So that is a special thing about the Koyach HaDibra Hashem gave us, that every word that we say could be infused with a special kedusha, with a special tahara. Now we go to Parshas Maaseh, and one of the lessons in Parshas Maaseh, famous from the Baal Shem Tov, that the 42 Masois in the Midbar correspond to the 42 spiritual transitions, transformations, and periods that a person goes through their life in this world. So for example, our Leda, the birth, is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because as the Maral says, that going out of Mitzrayim, we became, there was a birth of our nation as Am Yisrael. And so it's Maramas on the Leda, our birth. And the last one, that Arvas Mayav into Eretz Yisrael symbolizes Olam Haba, and a higher level state is like when a person leaves this world to go to the Olam Haba, Olam Emes. And all the 40 Masais in between that is various transitions that we have to go through in our life. And when we learn about these Masais, they symbolize each one of our private lives as well. And one of the big yesodos of learning about these Masais is to recognize the following, that you see through the Masais that there was a lot of ups and downs, and sometimes even turning backwards. We went backwards, and there was, it seemed to have been sort of a step backwards. But the idea, though, is the bottom line of all of it is that all the Masais, L'lo yotzim min haklal, every single one of them was part of the great elevated plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us. They were all holy. They were all good. It's just that sometimes when we have free will and we choose rightly, it goes a lot smoother sometimes. And sometimes when we err and we make mistakes and we falter, we could sometimes falter and it looks like there's a stumbling block. Like in the Midbar, sometimes we had to move backwards. But even then, the idea is never to despair, never to lose hope, to realize that falling is part of the plan, to kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. And the ikker is to know that ultimately Hashem will get us to the destination that we need to be in and that we want to be in. And it's all a tov, and it's all for our good purpose. You know, it's brought down, the Baal HaSulam said this many, many times, to emphasize the fact that the Hashem's plan will happen regardless, and ultimately everyone will experience the best possible good. But there's two ways to get to that good. One way is the Derech HaTorah, you follow the way of the Torah, and that's a pleasant path to get where you need to go. Other path is, unfortunately, a path of Yisurim, of either going through different things because of Averis, but you get clean from it, and there's tshuva, and there's correction of it, and ultimately you'll also get to your ultimate destination, but it's a lot more painful. And the idea is to guide your life from here onward, to go through the path of Torah, to avoid that tsar. Same thing over here with these nesiyos, to choose in a healthy way so that they go smoother, while if you don't choose correctly, it could go more difficult. But ultimately, even that difficulty, it will get you, Hashem will give you chizik, and you will get to your destination, and there's nothing lost. Part of this idea of not being miyayush and not losing hope with things, you also learn from the concept that we have in this week's parsha, that's brought down in many parshas, in Torah and Tanakh, also in Yeshua, about Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is the concept. The bottom line is Hashem made it as a din that it should get there easily, that you should have signs, that people should be able to run there and go there to have that Ari Miklat. So the concept of Ari Miklat, for someone who killed by mistake to save him, to go there. But the idea is also there's some concept behind this, which is Negea to us, is there's an Ari Miklat of a Ruchni. What is the running to the Ari Miklat symbolized spiritually? It's running to Torah and Mitzvahs. The Torah and Mitzvahs that we do as a Jew, these are the Rachim that lead us to where we need to be. It's open for everybody, and it's a place that we enter as an Ari Miklat to save us from the storms and the hurricanes and the tornadoes of the life we live in, and to be in a stable, healthy, safe place. And the key really is we need to, not only for ourselves, we need to create this Ari Miklat for others. Just like Hashem had Rachmanis on people who were killed someone b'shoyeg, that they do need a kapara, but Hashem created this galus, but he created this Ari Miklat where you have where to go. And with the Gemara, Marcus talks about what you need for him to take care of him. His Rebbe goes with him and to make sure that he has his spiritual needs and his physical needs and so on and so forth. Same thing, us. We need to be an Ari Miklat for others, to help others, to lead them, to guide them, to help them. We need to be the Ari Miklat for people that are lost, to have them find their way and to have a safe haven for Kedusha and for warmth and for light, and to show them the Derech Hashem. And sometimes even a listening ear is a Ari Miklat. When you listen to somebody who's in a tzar and you accept them and you makabel their words and you're a safe haven for them, is a tremendous, tremendous chesed. And then you're actually creating that Ari Miklat for such a person. Bracha and Hatzlacha, and have a wonderful Shabbos.